Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim, how many serious offers did you get for Matt Murray? And other than it obviously being the most attractive one, what was it about the proposal from Ottawa that made you accept that one?
Well, I won't get into how many offers. The fact of the matter is the goalie market is flooded right now with goalies. And this was a long process in trying to get the goalie situation cleared up. And I didn't have an offer that I could take up until this morning. And based on where the market is, I think we did pretty good to get the second round pick and get a prospect in Gruden. And I would say at the point I got to, it was the only offer for me to consider.
Next, we'll go to Matt Wenzel with Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hey, Jim, how much communication did you have with Matt Murray and his agents throughout this process? And have you had a chance to chat with Murray today and send any message to him personally?
I talked to Matt's agent a few times over the last week to 10 days. I've not talked directly to Matt. Mike Sullivan called him after the trade during the draft. I sent him a text to thank him very much for what he did for the Penguins. And that's the extent of it.
Next, we'll go to Seth Rohrabaugh with the Tribune Review.
Hello, Jim. Was there any point in the season or even after the season where you kind of realized this was the only option you maybe had with Matt, just based on how your cap was sorting out?
Yeah, I mean, based on the cap and what we need to do to go forward, this was the only option. I mean, it was getting to a point where I wondered that we go through the whole process of arbitration and everything, and we may have to walk away from arbitration and not get anything in return for Matt, which would have been unfortunate. But anyways, Ottawa was in this process for a long time. Pierre Dorion did a very good job walking through the steps and reading the market very well. And at the end, it ended up that Ottawa got him.
We'll go to Wes Crosby of NHL.com.
Hey, Jim, thanks for doing this. It was a question that we asked when you had to trade Patrick Hornquist as well, but just how difficult was it to have to trade a guy like Matt Murray, who was a part of those two Stanley Cup championships, and also just a guy that you've seen grow here in Pittsburgh from a rookie into a veteran goaltender?
Well, this is just part of our business and part of the system we're in, you know. Certainly with the new CBA that we have now and the lower cap, you know, we get forced to do things that we didn't think that maybe we had to. But, you know, I mean, there's not a player that I don't trade or don't let go that doesn't bother me personally. Especially when you get to deal with these guys that gave so much to win the Stanley Cup, the Hornquist, you know, the Flurries before that, Hornquist, now Matt Murray, Justin Schultz, we can't re-sign. He was a big part of it. You know, this is hard, but we don't have a choice. It's part of our system.
Michelle Cracchiola from PittsburghPenguins.com.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, what does it say, though, about the depth of kind of the goalie pipeline that you have, you know, where someone like Tristan Jarry is, you know, capable of stepping into that role, and Casey DeSmith as well, just having these capable players in your organization ready to step in?
Well, we've been fortunate because you can't win without a goalie. And we've been fortunate. Our goalie development people, Andy Kyoto and Buckley and these guys, they're on top of who the goalies are, and they do a good job in their recommendation. And to the point of what we did today, I mean, we end up taking two top goalies in our minds, in Blomqvist and Klang. And, you can just never seem to have enough, but you got to keep developing them, certainly with the system we have.
Josh Getzlaf with Penguins Radio Network.
Hey, Jim, kind of on the goaltender point, are you comfortable with Tristan and Casey moving forward, or is that something you might explore as you guys move into the weekend here further?
No, I'm comfortable with both of them. I mean, Tristan had an all-star year last year. He got rewarded. He played in the all-star game. Casey DeSmith, two seasons ago, he was very good for us. He had good numbers, and so I'm comfortable with that. I mean, we're going to have to get more depth, maybe a third goalie to keep an eye on. But it's like everything else we do. We're always looking to see what's out there and potentially, you know, how we can improve all parts of our team. So, but if we were starting the season tonight, I'd be fine with those two goalies.
Dave Molinari.
Jim, how long had Gruden been on your radar, and how did he come to be included in this trade?
Prospects, you know, you look for prospects and what kind of prospects are teams willing to give, and Ottawa has a lot of young players, but this is Gruden is a player that we liked when we watched him play in London, and, you know, he's got one of those games. He's real, plays a real determined game. Like, you know, I'm not going to mention a name because then everybody will think that's how he's going to turn out. But anyways, great character. You know, he was the captain of one of his teams when he was with the U.S. program. He can play left and right wing. And, you know, it's going to take him a little bit to develop here. He's still got a little work to do on his game, but he'll have a chance to play for the Penguins at some point.
We have two more questions. We'll go to Matt Wenzel next.
Jim, you've made a few trades. You brought back some free agents. You've done a lot of work already. I guess just how do you feel about what you've done so far this offseason, and what is still on the agenda for you, particularly with free agency looming here in a couple of days?
Well, that's what we've been working on. We talk about a lot of things, and, you know, can we strengthen different areas? And we're going to have to see where guys fall. I mean, we don't have a lot of cap space. Not a lot of teams do, but we'll have to see where guys fall and where their salaries fall to and all that to see who we can fit and who we can fit where. But there were a bunch of guys not qualified today, which everybody in the league expected. And there'll be a lot of conversation about those guys. We won't be in on the big free agents on Friday. So, but we will be looking at adding more players.
Our last question is from Seth Rohrbaugh.
Jim, when you look back at Matt Murray's time, obviously he had some tremendous success his first 2 years helping you guys win the Stanley Cup, but that success maybe wasn't as high in his last 3 years. Was it just a matter of the injuries and the health for him, or was there anything else there that maybe led to him not enjoying those same heights in his last 3 years?
Well, I think there's something in the mental part of the game and the pressures that fell on him when he was the guy. You know, those first 2 years, it was him and Fleury. They were good for each other. They had a very friendly competition going, and they cheered for each other, okay? But then when you lose a guy like Fleury and now you become just the guy, and he had a good backup in Casey, but, you know, maybe not at the level of what Fleury did for him and how he pushed him and how he supported him. So I think from a mental point of view, that maybe became a bit of an adjustment that never took full hold, you know. And I think there's a little bit to the fact that maybe Matt didn't get the credit that he deserved or thought he was going to get for being a big part of winning the cup. You know, I mean, in 16, he won 15 out of the 16 games, and then Fleury won those first two series in 17, or we wouldn't have kept going. And then Sully went back to Matt for the last two series, but he deserves a lot of credit for us winning those cups. And I don't know. I mean, you'll have to ask him how he feels about that. But that was my opinion, that maybe he deserved a little more credit.